police have confirmed the questioning of former intelligence chief Xavier Chuobo. NGOCC calls for an urgent poll the intercandidate withdrawals ahead of the August poll. In international news, 16 people killed in Kenya spoke fire, local police say. In sports, Kapil Celtic to host inaugural Rising Stars under 17 international tournament. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Truma. The police have confirmed that opposition Liberal Democratic Party leader and former intelligence chief Xavier Chuobo has been with the police for questioning. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chinawi said the questioning is in connection with ongoing investigations. He further said more details regarding the questioning will be availed to the public. The traditional leadership in Sikute Chiefdom of Kabungula District has pledged support for President Hakainde Hichilema ahead of the August general elections. Speaking on behalf of the traditional headmen and women, Headman Kingsley Chimbali said the chiefdom remains united and committed to supporting the Republican president's re-election bid. Minister Chimbali said headmen across the chiefdom have been encouraged to spread messages of unity and civic participation in support of the president's 5 million votes target. He further appealed to residents to maintain peace before, during and after the elections, saying unity and cooperation among the citizens are important in preserving stability in the country. And Mr. Chimbali assured guests that Sikute Chiefdom remains organized and united as traditional leaders continue mobilizing communities ahead of the polls.
We have been given a task countrywide. The president wants a 5 million vote for him so that he can go back to State House. And this can only be done if we take and go back and send a message to say we are prudent to be on the forefront on the day of voting so that we can fulfill the dream of the Republican president to returning back to State House. Let me assure the guests that the system is well organized and very united, especially in the motion of returning back to Republican president.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, is concerned over rising reports of candidate withdrawals ahead of the August 13th general elections, particularly involving independent and opposition candidates. The council describes the development as an affront not only to the country's electoral process, but also to democracy. The NGOCC is therefore challenging the Zander Police Service and relevant law enforcement agencies to urgently investigate reports and allegations related to candidate withdrawals, intimidation, harassment or coercion. NGOCC Board Chairperson Beauty Katere notes that while candidates' withdrawals can be voluntary for personal or strategic reasons, the development highlights the growing pattern across multiple areas which raises public concerns about possible intimidation, cohesion, fear or undue political pressure. Ms. Katere warns that such developments risk undermining public confidence in the integrity, competitiveness and inclusiveness of Zambia's democratic process. Ms. Katere has since called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia and other oversight bodies to remain vigilant and ensure that their electoral environment is free, fair and conducive for all participants.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organization Coordinating Council, NGOCC, wishes to express deep concern over the increasing reports of candidate withdrawals in the ongoing electoral process, particularly allegations emerging from areas such as Kaloma, where it is being reported that independent and opposition candidates have all withdrawn from the race, leaving only the ruling party candidate on the ballot. While candidates may voluntarily withdraw for personal or strategic reasons, the growing pattern of withdrawals in multiple areas has raised legitimacy public concern regarding possible intimidation, coercion, fear, or undue political pressure. Such development risks undermining public confidence in the integrity, competitiveness, and inclusiveness of Zambia's democratic processes.
Cervical cancer advocate and survivor Karen Nakawala has appealed to women and young girls to prioritize prevention, screening, and early treatment of cervical cancer. Speaking during an interview, Ms. Nakawala said government has made progress in improving cancer treatment services, including sending patients to India for specialized radiation treatment in past years when complete treatment was not available locally. She said prevention remains the best way to reduce cases of cervical cancer because the disease can be prevented through HPV vaccination and regular screening. Ms. Nakawala encouraged parents to allow young girls to receive the HPV vaccine, adding that misinformation and fear have created stigma around vaccination and cancer treatment. She explained that many women avoid seeking treatment after diagnosis because they fear death or believe cancer cannot be treated. Ms. Nakawala said early detection saves lives because precancerous cells can be treated before the disease becomes severe. She further called for increased awareness and education to help women understand the importance of screening and treatment.
Cancer is not a death sentence, and that it can happen to anyone, and that is why it is not good to discriminate or to stigmatize, because it could be you. Nobody goes out to say, I want to get breast cancer, I want to get cervical cancer, no. But when it comes, I think as a community, together we can do something to help the person who is going through that. And the second thing is that if you have your